the Rav will bring you a riot to Rav, the what Mikarim Lehneir, that the Eitzer is, you're supposed to scratch out on a piece of paper first the name. The word says, Eidim Shein Yoidim Lachtam. If you have Eidim that do not know how to sign the name, so the Braisa says, what should we do? Mikarim Lehen Nayir Cholak. We're supposed to scratch out on a plain piece of paper their name. And then let them go over the scratched out words of Yaakov with black ink. So that would make it a good ksiva, and that would make it a ksima. Again, like we said before, they don't go over it exactly. The way they go over it, that's called a difference that we could tell it's their signature, that's called a signature. Now this the Gemara says that Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nedro Mamurim, when was this said? The Gite Noshim. Only by Gite Noshim are we makel. Even in the case where you want to free your Eved Kenani, where there's also purpose to do it, and for sure of a shar kol ashtaros, and by any other type of ashtar, if the Eidim know how to read the shtar and to sign their name, very good, you could use such Eidim. But if these Eidim do not know how to read or to sign their own name, ein chosmin, then they cannot sign the shtar. So we see, like we learned before, that the kul was only said by Gite Noshim, Mishomiguna. We want an Isha to have easy time to have a get. Mashenkin Vashash Torahs, we want good Eidim. If Eidim do not know how to sign the name, that's not called Eidim for a chsim on the shtar. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, but Kriya Mandachashimo, who's talking about reading the shtar? Like in the middle, the Braita says, if Eidim don't know how to read it, so they also can't sign. Who's talking about reading it? So the Gemara says, Chasuri Nechzor, something really is missing here. V'ochi Ketoni, this is the way it's supposed to be learned. Like this, Eidim Shein Yeidim Likrois, Eidim that do not know how to read a shtar is Kuran Lefnayim. Yishno, we allow to, somebody else should read it before him. After somebody reads it for him, now he knows what says in the shtar. V'chaisman, and now let the Eidim sign on the shtar. What about V'shein Yeidim Lachtayim? Let's say Eidim do not know how to sign the name. That's another Eitzah. Mekarim Lehem, we could scratch out and let them sign. On this, the Gemara says, Omram Shimba Megamliel, the Nedvor Mamurim Begite Noshim. When was this said that we could be makel with such Eidim to sign if we scratch out first only by Get Isha, Mishamiguna? Abu Shechruri Avodim Mishakol Ashtarois, but any other type of Ishtar, and even a Get Shechrur, in Yoidim Likrois Falachtam Chaisman. If they didn't know how to read the shtar and then they could sign their names, very good. V'yim lav, but if they can't do one of these two things, then ain chosmin, that's not called good Eidim. That's what this Bryce is being the Chaddish, that the Eidim also have to know how to read the shtar. If they can't read the shtar, then they don't have a right to sign either. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Loza, my time with the Reb Shimon Gamliel, what's the reason of Reb Shimon Gamliel? Like, why are we make or why are we more cooler? By Get Isha, she says clearly, "Shlo yehei benois Yisrael lagunois." That we do things special that a Jewish lady should not be in aguna. That means in a statue that she can't remarry and she doesn't have a husband. So if any time about a child of a get, we try and make it easy for her that she'll have her rights to remarry. On my Rav says halacha of Shimon ben Gamliel. B'taka pasla of Shimon ben Gamliel that by shash darus is possible. There's only this kula by Get Isha. For Rav Gamda, Mishmei de Rav Oma, ain't halacha. No, we do not pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, even by Shash Doros also we could have this kula. If the Eidim do not know how to sign their name, we have this Eitzah that we should scratch out, make their name first, and they'll write over again. The Ella, for the Gemara of Yella Kaman, who do you want to hold? Like your Rabbonin? So Yehura Rav Gamda wants to say, we pass like the Rabbonin, not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Somewhere says, but for who Uvda, it happened the case, for who the other Uvda, a person once did this, Bishash Doris, Vinag de Rav Kana, and Rav Kana gave the guy Malkus. There's a case like this, where he used Eidim that did not know how to sign their own name, and he scratched out first, and then they signed on it. So you see, Rav Kana gave him Malkus, Mashma, we do not paskin like this. So it's a Kash and Rav Gamda, how could we paskin that you're allowed to do it? So Somewhere says, Tirgamo Akriya. In other words, Rashi says that Rav Gamda is Mako, it's only by Kriya. That if the Eidim do not know how to read the shtar, then we're allowed to be Mako to let other people read it in front of him, and then he could sign his name, even by Shash Doris. So there's no stira. In the Negeya to signing, signatures have to be done by the Eidim themselves. We don't let them ask that we should scratch out first, then they'll sign. Edim have to be that they sign their own signatures. But the loch of Kri, if they do not know how to read the shtar, the loch is we could let somebody else read it for him. But like we'll soon see, providing that we know for sure the person is not lying, like he's reading every word, so now you could understand exactly what it says in the shtar. Samara said the case was that Rav Yehuda Mitztayer, Rav Yehuda was getting older, Rashi says, and he couldn't see so well. Still, when he had to be an aide on the shtar, he used to bother very hard to try and read the shtar himself. So Mitztayer Kori V'chosim used to read it and then sign. Omala Ula said back to Rav Yehuda, Leitzerichta, you don't have to strain yourself so much. You don't have to read the shtar yourself. Tor Rav Loza Moradar Yisrael. Rav Loza was the head of Eretz Yisrael, and Kori Kamei V'chosim, he let somebody else read the shtar in front of him. Like, he did not go down to read the shtar himself. In the case where shtar came, that he had a sign on it, he let somebody else sign, read it for him, and then he signed on it. Rav Nachman Kore Kamei, Sifrei Daini V'chosim, Rav Nachman also, when he was at Psak Din, he let his Seferim read out the shtar, and then he signed on it. So that's what we told back to Rav Yehuda, you don't have to read it yourself, you're allowed to have somebody else read it for you. But the word says, V'davka Rav Nachman, only in the case of Rav Nachman, the Sifrei Daini, and his seifrim, the seifrim that write by his bezdin, the yislu imto, because they're very afraid of Rav Nachman. So for sure they won't lie, they'll tell the truth. Like we said, it has to be that you know for sure this person is reading the truth, everything that it says in it, that it's afraid of you. Av Rav Nachman v'sifri achrini. But if he had Rav Nachman with other seifrim, or el sifri daini v'inish achrini, even if he had the seifer from a bezdin, but not the Rosh Bez, not Rav Nachman, but he's right reading it to somebody else, loy, then it's no good. In other words, they have to make sure the person that's reading it for you has mirrors afraid to lie. So then you know exactly what it says, then you could sign on such a shtar. Rav Popo Kievi also lekaime shtara pasoi. When Rav Popo once had a shiloh of a person shtar that was brought in front of him, and the Ovid biyakoya shakusim, that this person shtar was made up in the goyish court. In other words, like we had before, by Dini Momnis, you could have this type of a shtar, whether it's a proof, a raya, bialma, or that one man, the other man, had it for, behold, Dina de Machus Adina, even for a shtar, kinyon also. He was a goyim signed on it, but if the judge is signed on it, we don't say they're lying, it's called a good shtar. So this person shtar once came in front of a papa. Is makri luhu lishnei kusim, so it was involved two Jews, that one Jew said to have a shtar that he owes me $1,000. So Rav Papa couldn't read the shtar itself, it was written in Persian. So what did Rav Papa do? He called over two goyim, he called over two Persians, and he had each one read it for him separately. Is makri luhu lishnei kusim zeh shalai b'fnei zeh, b'mesiach lefei tumai. The mesiach lefei tumai just means just by stam talking. In other words, he did not tell them, please do me a favor and read me this document, I have to know, it means a lot to us. Then we're afraid they're lying. But rather, just casual, as they were talking, he just happened to mention to him, listen, what does it say over here? So that's the case always, Mesir Lefei Tumai, means just a normal talk. Then we do not say that the guy lies, therefore he could trust him. So that was this Eitzer also. We had the two different guy and read it for him, and when he heard they both said the same thing, then he collected, he listened to the Shtar. O Magda Vendim Mishabdi. Then he even went to collect money from a Shabbatim. In other words, the shtar has a curl, it's a regular shtar, and if the Lev has sold his property already, the Malva has a right to go to those people from a Shabbatim to collect his money. So Mor says, Omer Rav Ashi, that Omer Li Rav Huna Bar Nosson, that Hochi Omer Amemer, this is the way Amemer said, that Hai Shtara Pasoi, if you have a Persian shtar, it was written up in Persian, Tichasim Yolei Sadi Yisrael, that Koshera Yidin, two Jews sign on it. So the locher is that Magvinim Beimim Mishabdi. This is a regular good shtar. It has a curl, and you can collect the money even from a Shabbatim. Even if the loiva sold this property, you could go and collect from him. So the Mori asked the question, first of all, Vaholoyadi Lemikri, how could he use this shtar? You don't know how to read it. Probably Jews don't know how to read Persian. So Terah says, no, we're talking about B'diyadi, that the Eidim before this time they did know. So it's called a good shtar. For tomorrow, but vobina and ksav shen yochel is daya v'leko. On a regular shtar, it has to be in a good piece of paper that you can't erase it, you can't forge it. And the Persians are not makbid on that. So Gemara says, no, but the afitzin. We're talking about here, this parchment was worked over first, and therefore was not forged, therefore it's kosher. Rav Gemara, but for Habinon, we need, for Habinon, that Tzorach Lachza Minyonei Shoshtar B'Shita Achreina, at the end of the shtar, you have to repeat the important things of the shtar on the last line before the Edim sign, and most probably the persons did not do that way, Vilekha. So Gemara says, no, but the Mahadar, we're talking about here where the persons did it. So Gemara says, if so, it's 100% good shtar. If so, so what are you teaching me then? The Chori come to teach me that the whole Lashon Kosher, a shtar is kosher in any language. So Gemara says, Tanina, that alone we learned already. We learned that a get shekotsu ivris, a get that was written Lashon HaKodesh, the Eidim of Yevonis, and the Eidim signed in Greek. Or else Yevonis, the get itself was written up in Greek. The Eidim of Ivris and the Eidim are signed in Ivrit. Is kosher, the shtar is kosher? So what's Yechidish Shavir to say a Persian shtar is kosher if it's all written kedas or kedin? So Gemara says, yes, still there's a chidish here. If just from this last halach of a get, I would have thought to say, han mila begitin. When hani mila, like when are we make or when do we say a get written in any language is kosher only by get isha? For this for Mishra Migun, we want to make it easy for it to have received a get. Ava b'shash doros loy, but maybe by shash doros we won't be make or to say it's kosher in any language. So that's what we need a chiddush of here to say yes, in any language, still the shtar is kosher. As long as it's written kedas or kedin. Omar Shmuel said, Nosan lo nir cholak. Let's say a husband gives his wife a blank piece of paper. The omolo, and he says to her, you should know, hareze gitcha, here is your get. So Allah is megareshes. Yes, she is megareshes. Why? Chayshina, we're afraid, shema b'mei milin kosvu. We're afraid maybe the get was written b'mei milin. In other words, maybe the get was written on this piece of parchment with gallnut water. And Rashi says v'nivla. And later this ink-like was nivla, was dissolved in the parchment. That's why you can't see it. But maybe it was called ksivas get. Maybe the get is kosher. So that's the question, what's the halacha? So he answered him back and said, is megareshes? Yes, the get is chal. At least men are sofik or schashin, and we're afraid. Shema b'mei milin kosu. Meis when this is avakasha. It says, hareze gitcha. Hareze gitcha. If a husband goes to his wife and gives her a get and says, hareze gitcha, this is your get. V'natalto'i v'zorakta liyam. Then v'natalto'i, she takes this get. V'zorakta liyam, she herself throws it into the ocean, or lure into the fire. The kids are right away when she receives the get, she goes and destroys the get. Now later, then the husband comes over to her and tells her, you should know, shtar pasimu. That shtar that I gave you was not a get, you're not megareshes from me. It was only a shtar pasim. A shtar pasim is a type of a shtar, like somebody writes out to you a check that he owes you $1,000, just to make you look rich. That's called shtar pasim, or else the husband said, shtar amonhu. It was a shtar money, means also when a loiver wants to borrow money, so he writes out a shtar right now, I owe you back $1,000, even though he didn't lend the money yet. So the kids of the husband is telling her that the shtar that I gave you was not a get. It was only these type of shtaris. So Lachar is megareshes. Still, she is megareshes. We do not believe the husband now. For loy kol hei menu li yisra. We do not believe the husband to ask his wife to say the get was no good. So now, taima, the diak here, what's the reason? The ikak staff, like why do we say here the get is a good get, and we do not believe the husband when he says it wasn't a get? Because he gave her a staff. He gave her a piece of paper that had writing on it. Holek staff, mashmir, if there was nothing written on it, loy, then we would not have any type of a chashash, maybe there was a get. Alright, a turnover. And really Rashi explains that the Pshat of the Gemara is like this. Rashi says that even in the case where the piece of paper was blank, also there'd be a megareshes. So then the Tana wants to tell us Chidushim here. Why did the Tana tell us such a case like this? So it has to be that here she's not megareshes. Only in the case where there was a ksav, something written on the paper. So of course not like Shmuel. So Gemara answers, Ki koma Shmuel. When did Shmuel say that if the husband gives her a blank piece of paper, she's megareshes? We're talking about that later on. We checked out this piece of paper with the water of Nira. Rashi says, Seva, a certain type of a dye. You take it over this piece of paper, and then the Oseus came out, and we could really tell that there was a get written on it. That's what we're talking about right now. So that's what Shmuel's case was. So Gemara says, E polit polit, vilay polit, lav klumu. So Gemara says, there, we test it out later, see if the Oseus come out. That's why we say it was a good get. But if the Oseus do not come out, then for sure she's not Megereshes. So Gemara asks, but v'chipolet, even now when you put this other dye, this maya denora, on top of this piece of paper, and now we see the ksav of the get, like my heavy, so what? Hashtu the polet. Maybe it only came out right now. So Rashi says, v'kashoye bluyois, v'hoye ksav. But when it was like swallowed up, dissolved in the piece of paper, it wasn't called the ksav. So the kitza, we do not know how this ksav was at the time when the husband gave it over to his wife. So at the time when he gave it over to his wife, the ksav, the writing of it, was nivla, was dissolved in the piece of paper that he can't tell it then, that's not called a good get. So again, how could Shmuel say it's kosher? Even though now we see that there was a ksav there, but we do not know how this ksav looked, pishas, the get was given over. So Moran says, true, and Shmuel nami chayshinin kama. Shmuel only says he's chayshinin, he has a chshash, maybe the get was a good get. He also does not say for sure. Rashi says, Shemala Nivla Yofam. Maybe the ink was not dissolved well when the husband gave over the get. And therefore we're only saying she's a Suffolk Megereshes. So Rashi says, V'yemeis Asru L'Koyin. If the husband dies, she's also to get married to a Koyin. V'chaletis L'Mis Yabemis. The Suffolk Gerushi. It's only a Suffolk. The Numer says, Vaita. Omer Ravina. Ravina says like this. That Omer Liya Meimer. Meimer told me. That Hochi Oma Mereima Mishmed Ravdimi. This is what Mereima, the name of Ravdimi, said over. That Hani Beit Shrei Tiyoivi Gita Kamayu. That the two Edim that are there when they give over the get, in other words, the Edim Misira, is Tzricha Limikrayu. They have to read the get. In other words, the two Edim that are there at the time when the husband or the Shlich is giving over the get to the wife, the Edim there have to first read the get. The Edim Misira have to read the get to know exactly what it says. So this the Gemara is the Kasha Meisra. I have a Kasha on this. If that's true, so the case we had before, that the husband tells his wife, Harei ze gitcha. Then v'natalta, she takes it as a rock to the yam, she throws it to the yam. Oili or lechol dover avud. V'chozer, and then the husband comes later and says, V'yomar, shtar pasim hu, shtar hamon hu, migureshes, that we say she's migureshes. Why, v'loikol emen eliyosro, we don't believe the husband when he wants it like change, we say he's changing his mind now. And he's just making up a story to say it was shtar pasim. But really, really, it was a kosher get. That's the chiddush we had before. Now the question is, v'yam ritzricha lemikrayu, if you tell me the loch is that the edim that are there when the get is given over have to first read the get, if so, what's the whole case then? Both to the kirayua, after the edim just got finished reading the get, Mi motzi yomala, like pshita, we don't believe the husband to say that the get was not a good get. The Edim just got finished reading the get, and they know it's a good get. So what's your chiddush? Pshita, we don't believe the husband to say w'shtar pas m'shtar amona. Sumar says, Leitzrich, you know what the chiddush before was? You know what the case is before? The boss of the crew, you are true. First, the Edim read the get. They know exactly what it says in it. But right after that, ayilu leveyodo. Then the husband took the get and put it into his pocket like the afkan, he took it out. So madatem, I would have thought to say maybe chalufa chalfei, maybe we should believe the husband that he changed around the get with another piece of paper, with another shtar that he had in his pocket, like he's saying now, that he only gave her shtar pas m'shtar. Mono, kamash will know that even in such a case, when the husband put it back in his pocket and took it out again, we do not believe him to say it wasn't a kosher get, but rather we say, yes, the get was kosher. Then the Gemara says, "Who gavra there was a man tizorik lo gita ledvesuha, that he threw a get to his wife ledeine dani, and his wife was standing in between the barrels, and he threw it into her dalaramas." The question is, if the get like if it was the get what he threw, so she is megareshes because it landed within her dalaramas. Now Ashkach, what happened was the wife right away went to pick up the paper, and she found mezuzosta. She found it was only a mezuzah. She did not find the get. Some Rav Nachman says Yishno mezuzto beidani lo shchicha. A mezuzah is not shchicha, is not probably, if you don't find a mezuzah by barrels of wine. So therefore, what does he mean to say? That for sure the wife is not negreshes. We do not say the husband threw her get, and they just found a mezuzah there. But rather, we say for sure the husband threw her only a mezuzah, and therefore she's not negreshes. The Gemara says, "V'hani mili." When do we say this? The ishtakech chada. If she only found one mezuzah there, so we say for sure that was the get, that was the piece of paper that he threw her. It was only a mezuzah. But what's going to be Avol Beis Gimel? Let's say she finds there two or three mezuzahs. So then now, Midoha Havoi, like for sure, if she found three, that for sure two mezuzahs were there from before. Because the husband only threw one thing right now. So for sure there was some mezuzahs there before. If so, then we say, Honami Havoi, that it could be all three of these mezuzahs were there from before. Vegito, and it could be true that the husband really threw her a get. Aye, where is the get? How come we can't find the get? I'll tell you, Emma, we will say, Akaborim Shakluha, that maybe the mice that were there between the barrels of the wine took it. So in other words, the case was the husband threw the piece of paper there, and she did not see exactly where it landed, and by the time she went to find it, it wasn't there anymore, or else the case is she found the mezuzah. So we say if she found two or three mezuzahs there, then we have the chashash that really the husband threw the get to her, and she is megareshes. And these mezuzahs were there from before. I she can't find the get right now. It could be that the akbarim, the mice, came to eat it. I took it away at least. The Mora, and therefore she is megareshes, or at least it's a suffix megareshes. Mora says, "Who gavra? There was a man. The oil of a kanish. He went into shul. He went into the base of Knesset. Shok al sefer Torah. He went and took the sefer Torah." And Yoyev Lelad Vesua, he took out the Sefer Torah from the urine, and he gave it to his wife, the Yomelo, and he said to her like this, Ho Gitcha, here's your get. So Amar Rav Yeser says, you should know, Lama Lechesh, what are we afraid about? Lama Lechesh, what should we be afraid about now? Im Ishum Neimilin, like the Sefer Torah, we don't see a get written on the Sefer Torah. So if you want to tell me, maybe the husband wrote, had a get written up on the Gvil, on the sides of the Sefer Torah. And how did he write it? With May Milim, with his gallnut water. That's why we can't tell it. So Gemara says, no, on top of a cloth, there for sure it's possible. Whereas the Imishum May Milim, the cloth is Ein May Milim, Agabi May Milim, like we had before. And all the Gvil, Gvashi says, all the whole Gvilim, Shal Sefer Torah, all the cloth from the parchment that you make a Sefer Torah from, Avudim Biafotim, first they work it over with this gallnut water. Therefore, if you write on top of it also with gallnut water, that's not called iksav, it's not nikkur, even at the beginning it was never called nikkur. So you can't be afraid that maybe he wrote the get on the sides of the Sefer Torah, and it was nibla, was dissolved, that we can't see it now, because at the beginning it was not called iksav. So what do you want to be afraid about? Imishrum krisis.